Okay, today's daf is Brachas daf Yud Zayin, and we will discuss a sugi that came up on yesterday's daf, but also that comes up on today's discussion, and that has to do with a chassan saying Kriya Shema on the first night after his wedding. The Mishnah said on yesterday's daf, Amachlokes, the Mishnah quoted, chassan, if Rotsa Likros Kriya Shema Laila Rishon Korei, if a chassan wants to say Kriya Shema the first night of his wedding, even though it's challenging, we might think to have Kavana on the first night of his wedding, he can still say it. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, he's not allowed to say it. Lo kala rotzel itol Hashem itol. No, not anybody who wants to grab the action which reflects a certain level of righteousness can grab it. That is what the Mishnah said. Machlokas tanam, whether one is allowed to say Kriya Shema. What's the issue? What's the issue? Says the Gemara says here on Yud Zayin Amabez, the issue is yuhara. The issue is when people would think that I am holding myself higher than other people, so that's an appropriate behavior. So even if I can pashtus, even if I can have kavana, but it's inappropriate. If it looks like something that the average person wouldn't be able to do, and I'm doing it, and people would think, oh, look at him, so that is inappropriate. That is what Rav Shimon Gamliel says. The Gemara says, I lameimra, Yud Zayin Amabez, to Rav Shimon Gamliel. So in our context, Rav Shimon Gamliel is worried about this concern. Chayshin liyura, v'rabbanan, the rabbanan who allow you to say Kriya Shema are not chloshish liyura, but don't we have the exact opposite machlokas in Maseches Pesachim, where the Gemara and the Mishnah and the Gemara there talk about whether one is allowed to do malacha on Tisha B'Av. Whether one is allowed to do malacha on Tisha B'Av. There's no Isser malacha per se, but it's inappropriate. So the Mishnah there discusses different minhagim, and the Tanna Chachamim there say, and whoever wants, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if you don't want to do malacha, you don't have to do malacha. What if you're not a Talmud Chacham? You're not such a high level righteous person. You could also do that minhag of not doing malacha. We're not worried that people are going to look at you in a different way. See, he's not worried over there, and he is worried over here. And the Rabbanan are not worried over here, and they are worried over there. So what's the issue of chayshin liyur or not? The Gemara says it's a double machlokes. So either you switch the shitos, the Gemara says, or you have to say some type of distinction. Either say by Kriya Shema that everyone's saying Kriya Shema tonight. So he'll also say Kriya Shema. Doesn't make him stand out so much. He's doing the same thing that everybody else does. Just so happens that he also got married tonight. So it doesn't make him stand out. Or the other way, if he doesn't do malach on Tisha B'Av, what people are going to think, oh, look at him. People are going to think he has nothing to do. People are going to think that he has no malacha to do. It's not so obvious that he's doing something different. So that's why it's not an issue there. But either way, this Gemara teaches us the concept that comes up in many different places, in Gemara, in Rishonim, in Poskim, Mechzi Kiyuhara. One looks like Yuhara, one is holding themselves higher than the next person. It's fascinating. If you look at Tosfos here, right here, printed on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Tosfos says that, yes, the Mishnah has the machlokas, mechzi kiyura, and we have to be nervous that if somebody says Kriya Shema, so then it looks like they're holding themselves out. Tosfos says, Bizman Azeh, exactly the opposite, but for the same reason. Tosfos says, Bizman Azeh, what, somebody's not going to say Kriya Shema. Oh, I always have kavana, just tonight, it's difficult. Well, we never have kavana, says Tosfos. What, so we're not going to say Kriya Shema tonight? We never have Kavana properly. So say it. Umiyu anu shebishum pam ein anu mechavnim heitev. We never have proper Kavana. Say the Bali Tosfos 800 years ago. Gam chasan yesh likros. The chasan should say Kriya Shema. She'adaraba. Nira ki yuara im lo yikra. It appears like yuara, like holding themselves higher, if he does not, klomer ani mechavein becholsha avalasas malacha b'dishbav ein lasas malacha. So fascinating. Tosfos says the same yisod, the same principle, but the opposite application. In the times of the Mishnah, it was usur to say Kriya Shema. Bizman Azeh is usur not to say Kriya Shema. But if the principle is mechzi kiyur. So what is this about? What is this about? It looks like I'm holding myself higher. It looks like I'm doing something. What if I'm not? What if I'm actually having kavana? Is the issue what it looks like or what it actually affects me? The Rambam right here in the Pirush of Mishnah says, well, if they're looking at you as if you have Kavana and you don't really have Kavana, it just looks like it and you're faking it, that's going to be the problem. The Rambam says, the faking is the problem, says the Rambam. But again, the Pashto sounds like, even if I'm not faking, even if I'm actually having Kavana, I could do it. But there's a problem with doing something, with having a behavior that makes me look like as if I'm holding myself above the other person. And maybe this whole idea reflects So now we're going to go back, and then we're going to come back to the idea of arrogance in halacha and in hashkafa and gaiva. Because maybe this whole halacha reflects the severity. I was trying to think, is there any other midah that we're not allowed, or any other context in Shas, that we're not allowed to do a behavior because it looks like we have this bad midah? So, Marasayan, obviously, it looks like we're doing an Avera. But here, it looks like we're acting with Gaiva. So that's already usher. So it's such a pernicious midah that we can't even do something that looks like we have that midah, even if we don't, even if we're doing something that, you know, I want to have kavana, still you're not allowed to do it. Because it's mechzikiyur. So let's get back to that in a couple of minutes. But first let's discuss the idea of Gaiva in halacha. The Gemara has much to say about the issue of arrogance in halacha. The whole sota daf hei amar aleph has many chazals that go to the roots of gaiva. If a person has gaiva, so then he takes up more room, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have enough room to be there. La'olam yomar adam midas konu, and you should learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Famous, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol har mugvos, fish v'shchidas al har Sinai. Hashem went and gave the Torah on the smallest mountain, on Har Sinai, right? Even though there were some big mountains. And then why? Because of anava. Again, we're not talking about anava, we're talking about the negative. Maybe one time we'll talk about humility. But Amar Belazar, call Adam Shishmo Kasas Aruach, whoever has haughtiness, ro lagado kashera, deserves to be chopped down like a tree. Ein afro ninar, there's a dea that says that maybe he won't have full tchias amesim. If somebody has haughtiness, they think of themselves so much, so therefore they're not thinking about God, and many other chazals. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, this is where the phrase comes from. In the western town, this town ain't big enough for the two of us. The Gemara says it. Kol adam sheish bo gasas haruach, amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein aniva hu yachol nadur ba'olam. There's not enough room for both of us if somebody holds themselves high, says God. And there are many others. But we're going to focus on the first one, on the top one. Is there a source in the Torah? So one might say, it's a svara. The whole Torah is about focusing on God and not myself. But the Gemara asks there in Soda Daf Hei, Azhara lagasi aruach minayin. What is there an azhara? Is there a pasuk in the Torah that says one is not allowed to be haughty? One is not allowed to have arrogance. So Amar Rava, today is given. Amar Rava, Amar Ziri, Shimu v'ha'azinu al tigbahu. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Listen, do not hold yourself so high. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar Meyacha, v'ram levavecha v'shachachta Hashem Elokecha. Pasuk says in Dvarim, if you hold yourself high, you will forget God. And it says, be careful not to forget God, right, elsewhere. So if it says, be careful not to forget God, and haughtiness causes me to forget God, so I'll put those two pasukim together, so it must be usher to be haughty, because that'll cause me to forget God. The Eitz Yosef here on the Gemara says, what do you need? What is the Gemara really asking? You don't have any other psukim? We'll get to other psukim soon. Maybe the emphasis, even a tzibur shouldn't hold himself high. Not just an individual. But even a tzibur shouldn't hold themselves above another tzibur. That's important. And he says, because one might think it's kvod shamayim. If somebody holds themselves high, whether it's the entire Jewish people, whether it's a certain section of the Jewish people, whether it's a certain section of Orthodox Jews who think that they're better than other sections of Orthodox Jews. That's the Eitz Yosef. That's the emphasis of this pasuk. Ashar lagasei ruach, not only by individuals, but even by groups of people, that also is an issue. What's the nafkamina between the psukim? Whenever we have two psukim, we could ask, what do we need two psukim for? Just quote one of them. It's interesting. It seems to be a different emphasis. What does the first pasuk say? Al tigbo, don't be haughty. And the second pasuk, don't be haughty because it will lead to forgetting God. So is it a problematic midah per se, or just because what it will lead to? Right? The second pasuk is, it's going to lead to something, right? If it's about leading to something, then we could put this on the list, which will be a topic of another shiur, of siyag daraisa, a concept of offense law, even on a daraisa level. Right? Usually they're derabanan. But sometimes, right, the Ron says on the first page of Pesachim, you're not allowed to even have chametz in your house on Pesach, so that you don't come to eat it. You're not allowed to cook basar b'chalav, because you might come to eat basar b'chalav. So here, you're not allowed to be haughty, because it will cause us to forget Hashem, and that's the problem. The problem isn't the haughtiness per se, it's the forgetting of Hashem, which it leads to. That's the second pasuk, but the first pasuk sounds like it's a problem per se. Either way, the Gemara says, where is the Azhara? So one would think, if it says Azhara, warning that it would be an Avera. Asara sounds like, where is the Lo Sa'aseh in the Torah? And there are some Rishonim that count haughtiness as a separate Lo Sa'aseh Daraisa. If you look in the Smak, one of the Baalei HaTosfos, the Smak writes in Mitzvah Chaf Beis, Shelo Lehiska'os. One is not allowed, just like there's an Avera not to eat kosher, and there's an Avera not to Mechal Shabbos, again, not the same severity, but not to be haughty. And the pasuk he quotes is the pasuk that we just saw in the Gemara. Pentocha v'savata v'roma v'avecha v'shachakta. V'gamze nikra to'eva. And then he quotes a medrash. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Li no'eh ha'ga'ava. Lios no'eh. To me, holding myself high is appropriate. Tichsev, we say it Friday night. Hashem malakei uslavesh. Hashem is clothed with greatness. V'zer rotzeh l'gzol ma'bushai. And this guy who's being haughty is trying to steal my character. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that holds himself above. Right, and nobody else. Kaviyachol ein ani yacholon ladur b'mador echad. Achaz dako shval ruach eshkon. So the Smak quotes it, and the Smag. This is quoted in the world of Smags. The Smag, Sefer Mitzvos Gadol quotes. He quotes this story. He said he wrote the whole Sefer HaMitzvos. Wrote all the mitzvahs down. And he came up with 612. Couldn't figure out the last one. What's the last one? He wrote the whole Sefer HaMitzvos, went through the whole Torah and the whole Rambam. And all he argued with, agreed with, he couldn't figure out the last one. And the last night before he was going to publish the Sefer, he had a dream. What was the dream? Hashem tells him, you forgot the most important one. Shachachta es ha'ikr. What was the ikr? Not to be haughty. Not to be haughty. Not to be a bal gaiva. That's the Sefer Mitzvos Gadol right here in Samach Dalin. Azhara shelo yizgu'u b'nei Yisrael. Kshakadosh baruch hu mashpia lem tova. When Hashem gives you so much. And you think, oh, it's all me? I did it all? So then that is an iser d'oraisa. And then he quotes this story. He says, Tochach hazanava darashti l'rabim. I was giving shir. Ach lechevra alav zeh v'limnos zeh b'alav lo hayadaiti. I wasn't going to count this as a separate avera. But ukshigati lahashlim ad kan alavin. When I got to the end, ekra b'chalom b'maris halayla. I saw in a vision in a dream. Shachachtu es ha'ikr. Pentishkach. Pishama l'cha pentishkach. Vizbonanti alav. Baboker. And I woke up in the morning. V'yinei yisod gadol hu b'yirashem Hashem. V'ho'alti l'chabro b'ezras yav chachachma l'chachimin. And then I looked in the Gemara and saw Tadav Hei. And I saw there was Beferish of Gemara. And that's the Smag. That the Smag and the Smak both counted as a separate Isser. For some reason, the Rambam does not have it. The Rambam, the Ramban, the Chinuch, the major Gdolei Monei Mitzvos do not have this as a separate Isser. Why not? It sounds like a explicit Gemara. If you look in the Migdal Oz on the Rambam and Hilchos Deos, which we'll get back to B'ez Hashem soon, the Migdal Oz in the third parak says, it's very hard to measure arrogance. Very hard. Averis are where, you know, the mochichim and the bezdin can tell you, don't do this. You know, don't wear shatnez. That's pretty objective. And even if it's inside, don't do avodah zara. Don't even think. So that's kind of objective. Don't be haughty. It's kind of hard to measure. So says the Migdal Oz, and this is an assumption, if Bezdin can't warn about it, then it can't be counted as a separate Isser. It's Isser, and it's a problem, and Hashem, you know, sees into our hearts. But it can't be warned. Umi yodeya umi makirbo ela yis'aleh. V'kfar amru b'kiddushin al kol davar amosur l'leiv nomar v'yareisam elokecha. V'halav en aboim b'cheshbon heim nikarim la'olam u'bezdin yicholum la'hazhir alayim kedin. Interesting suggestion of the Migdal Oz. There might be other suggestions. The Rambam generally does not count averos that include many others. Kedoshim Tiyu is not a separate mitzvah. V'yasisa Yashav HaTov is not a separate mitzvah. Could be Gaiva is the background, as we'll see soon, of many averos. So if it's so inclusive, that could also be a reason why the Rambam does not quote it. But either way, the Smag and the Smak quoted from, based on the Psukim in the Gemara, Varam Levavecha, Shachachta Se'ikr. If you look in the other answer, if you look in the Cheshek Shlomo, on the Gemara, at the back of the Gemara in Sota, he has some other suggestions. The Ramban has a different suggestion with the sources. The Ramban in Dvarim says, you know what the Isser of Gaiva is learned out from? A Kal V'chomer. Kal V'chomer from? Melech. Pasuk says that a king is not allowed to hold himself above others, right? And that's why he's not allowed to have too many wives or money or horses. And he has to always have a sefer Torah with him. Why? The Torah says, Levilti rum levavo me'achav. So he doesn't raise his heart from amongst his brothers. Says the Ramban, if the king, who kind of deserves to hold himself above everybody, he's the king, if he has an iser to hold himself above, then surely everyone else in the world. Nirmaz bekan v'torah iser ha'gavus. Says the Ramban, hinted here is the Isra of Gaiva. Ki akasav yimnas ha-melech migavos romus ha-lev. The Torah makes sure the king doesn't hold himself higher. V'kal shekein acherim sheneruim l'kach. And surely anyone else. Ki bara'ui, because really the king should hold himself. There's a mitzvah of honoring the king, of yalad yabda, the king is allowed to be mochel and is covered. But he says, of course, anybody else? Ki agaiva mida maguna v'nim eses, eitzel ha-elokim. Afilu b'melech. Only Hashem, Lashem Lavado, Agdullah Baromus, etc., says the Ramban. So we have different suggestions in the Rishonim. What exactly is the source? There's an interesting chakira that one might ask in this sugya of Gaiva. They're both problematic, but if we would say, what's the focus? Is the focus about holding myself above in the face of God or in the face of other people? You know, what is Gaiva about? I have to make sure I lower myself, or they tell a humorous story. About the man on Yom Kippur who was like davening his heart out and crying, and the person sitting next to him in shul was like so inspired that he's amazing, he's such an emes digda, fine, amazing, this guest in shul. Then, you know, they call this guest up for an aliyah on Yom Kippur, and he gets an aliyah. When he comes down from the aliyah, he's like all upset. He's like, what's the matter? It's like what's the matter? He says, they gave me Revi. Like, yeah, wonder you got an aliyah. He's like, you see who they gave Shlishi to? I can't believe that. Look at that guy. I got Revi. The guy's like, I don't know what happened. The guy's sitting here and davening and crying, and all of a sudden, it's easy to be an anav in the face of God. To be an anav to other people, you know, that's a little harder. The pasuk says in Baloscha, Moshe Rabbeinu haya anav mikol ha'adam, ashal pnei adama. In the face of every man, Moshe Rabbeinu. So one might ask, though, what's the focus of Gaiva? So maybe it's a machlokas rishonim based on these sources. If you look in that smog we mentioned before, the smog says, what's the root of the iser? Getting so much from Hashem and thinking that I did it myself. That's the focus of this. The smog says, Shelo yisgu'u b'nei Yisrael k'shakadosh baruch hu mashpi'a lem tova v'yomer sheberevach shalahem kochi v'osem yadi, as the pasuk says. It's me! That's the emphasis think it's all you. If you look in Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah has a totally different focus. Rabbeinu Yonah, based on the Ramban about Melech, Levilti Rum Levavo, Me'echav, from his brothers. Rabbeinu Yonah in Gimel Lamed Dalet, Lohasir Minafshenu Midas Hagaiva, V'shalo Yisgae HaGadol Ala Katan. V'afilu HaMelech Lo Yoram Levavo Me'echav. Even the king. So again, maybe based on the psukim, it's about Varam Levavecha, that pasuk in the Gemara and Sota, that sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whenever you have the pasuk of the Ramban, then it sounds like my neighbor. Either way, that is the issue. If you look at the Me'iri has one other source. He quotes, where's this Me'iri? It's an unbelievable Me'iri. The Me'iri has a whole Chibur Hatshuva, which is not learned enough. But right, it's printed with the set of the Me'iri. It has a long Chibur Hatshuva. So in the beginning, he talks about Gaiva. Talks about Gaiva, we'll get back to that. But there he also quotes another pasuk that maybe is the source for Gaiva. Lo sisnes achicha bilvavecha. Do not hate your brother in your heart. Okay, so why? And that's hating, because I hold myself above my brother. So that's a reflection of Gaiva too. There he has four sources. He has lo sisna, and he has the two that are quoted in the Gemara, and then he has the melech. Right? He has the summary in mind. It's on page 117 in the Chibur HaTshuva of the Me'iri. So this is all about Gaiva. But this leads us to today's daf. And that is the severity and the uniqueness of this Midah Ra'ah we find in many areas. Number one, that whole daf in Sota, daf Hayam and Aleph. Just reading that makes us shake about the relating to the severity. The Rama Menilchas Deos, very famously in Perek Beis. There are only two Midos that we shouldn't have the middle path. Every Midah we should be in the middle. We shouldn't give away too much money. We shouldn't give away too little money. We shouldn't be this. We shouldn't eat too much. Only two, we have to go to the extreme. Ka'as and Gaiva. Anger and haughtiness. The Rambam says those two, none. Extreme. Because that takes the play, that takes up too much room. And the more room we have for ourselves, then the less room we have for God. And that's the Rambam, again at length, in Hilchos Deos. The Yish Deos sha'asu lo la'adam lenog b'hem bebeinanis. You can't have the middle path of the Yisrachik ad kitzei ha'acher v'hu gova ha'lev. She'ein aderech atova she'eladam anav bilvad. What does the Torah say by Moshe Rabbeinu? Anav ma'od. What does it say in Pirkei Avos? Ma'od, ma'od, haveh shval ruach. It doesn't say ma'od, ma'od too often. Double. Very, very. Very, very stay away from Gaiva. Ma'od, ma'od, haveh shval ruach. And the Me'iri, the punchline is going to be our Gemara, but the Me'iri in that section, in his Hilchas Tshuva, in the first Mamar, in Parakeh, he talks all about the general idea of doing Tshuva, and then he says, what is the first step in doing Tshuva? What is the Midah that prevents a person from doing Tshuva? The first thing he talks about is Gaiva. That's the first Midah. He said, that is the root. You sowed his Karvus Lashem. The Heyos Tfilas HaMispal Nishmas. You want your Tfilah to be answered? Broken heart, right? The opposite of Gaiva. And then he says, here's his Lashon. Efshar Lomar. He says, Tama Biti. There are 24 Dvarim HaMa'akvanes at Tshuva listed in the Rambam. 24 things that prevent us from doing Tshuva. Gaiva's not on the list. Says the Miri, why? Because all the other 24, it's possible to not perfect and still do Tshuva. You can kind of get around them if you work really hard. But Gaiva, there is no way that a person will ever do Tshuva and come close back to God if they have the Midah of Gaiva, because they think they don't have to do Tshuva. They think I'm perfect as I am. Midas ha-gaiva hi bimin acher kasha mizem monei ha-tshuva legamrei lokal ha-machzik bo lo timsa la-olam ha-tshuva bihi matzah ki as onenus v'shiris alev hi asiba asher tachma de-adam v'tarei la-tshuva bal gaiva libo chazak misela lo yirav lo yifachet v'lo yechrad. And therefore he says the opposite of tshuva is gaiva. It's the opposite, and therefore one can never come and do tshuva. And then he quotes an amazing medrash, which the footnotes point out, we don't know what this medrash is. He says, "V'amar bidrash, kish adam me'izu misga'eh einu yodea shehu ish." When a person is a balgaiva, he doesn't know he's a man. What does that mean? He doesn't know he's a man. Eino makir be'enu shuto. He doesn't realize his humanness. Right? He thinks he's God, and that's what the Gemara says, "Kafar be'ikar." He thinks he's the best. But final point, I think a reflection of this idea of how uniquely abhorrent gaiva is our sugya, mechzi kiyuhara. There's no other midah out there where you're not allowed to do it because it makes you look like an angry person. Anger is usser. You're not allowed to get angry. What if I'm not angry? I'm not allowed to do anything that makes me look angry, but exactly the opposite. I'm allowed to. Right? The Rambam says you're allowed to feign anger in order to achieve something. You're not allowed to even feign haughtiness. That's the sugya of mechzi kiyur. It comes up in many places. The Gemara talks about, Shulchan Aruch says, netilas yadayim for fruits and vegetables. Gemara says maybe you shouldn't do it today, even though they used to do it in the old days. Because nobody does it. Migase haruach. There used to be a tefillah going into the bathroom that we used to say to the malachim that accompany us. You know, wait here for a few minutes. I need some time. So we don't say that bizmanazeh. Why? What? Because I'm always aware of the malachim. We're not allowed to say that. Again, many other examples. Eating in the sukkah. Different contexts where mechzi kiyura comes up. And again, it depends on place. Like Tosfos says, it depends on context. It depends on who you are. Many different factors that go into mechzi kiyura, but again, the whole idea of mechzi kiyura, I think, reflects the uniqueness, alara, of this midah of gaiva. And, Baruch Hashem, one day we'll have to talk about the positive, but this was about the negative, the arrogance that we have to all try to stay away from. As the Meiri says, it is the root midah that prevents us from properly or at all doing tshuva. So we should be zoche not only to violate mechzi kiyura, but not to violate yura mamish, and always look for the midos tovos.